Greetings, dear ones. My partner steps away, and he does it quickly. For it's not difficult to generate the space for these kinds of messages when all of you sit in a precious place that is actually designed to be appreciated. And through these years, humans have put here ways that you can appreciate nature in its most pristine, where the animals often will come up to you or ignore you, like you're simply one of the forest, and you feel part of the forest. In the middle of Tasmania, we are almost at the edge of Dove Lake, Cradle Mountain. I want to take just a moment to tell you. Human beings are complex, as you know. And each one of you carries with you a set of interesting attributes. And they come from the lives you've lived before, the lives so many of you live now. And the complexity is balance. How do you balance yourself so that the things of life do not consume you in worry or anxiety? As you walk around, perhaps trying to grasp the solutions of life. And so you take a vacation, and you're here. And for whatever reason, the group here that sits with me is here. For whatever reason, part of that is the suspension of everyday life. And I want to tell you, dear ones, just how profound that decision to be here is for you. It's not just a suspension of everyday life. You've come to areas that literally talk to you and create solutions with you. I want you to think for a moment about what you have called intuition, human nature, and the thought process that you carry with you. If you talk to those who are creative, and I mean those who think about things that are not yet there, and yet are able to visualize them in their mind, if you talk to those people of history, they all have something in common. The artist who starts a canvas somehow already sees the picture. The sculptor is looking for that to remove in order to expose that which the sculptor sees in advance. The ones that are most profoundly known, the processes that I'm going to speak of, happened with science. Let me take you for a moment to the mind of Tesla. Now, Tesla, as you know, was a genius. And what you may not know is this, is that his whole idea for the varying phase relationships of an electric motor that would sustain itself with alternate current came in a vision. There really was no experimentation before he began building the engine. It was all presented to him in an idea in front of him, and he could see it working almost in a vision. And in that, he didn't expect it. He wasn't asking for it. He was in a moment where he was disconnected from everything, seemingly relaxing, when in the information flew to such a degree that he could go and put it on paper and begin the building of the first electric motor that used these principles that you use today. It is known that Einstein took long walks in the forest. And now you know why. You're about to take a long walk in the forest. Somehow, the communication, either with nature or the lack of communication with the problems you have, then create something that is special and I will call intuitive aha moments, where you start to have the aha of either solutions for your life or even the aha that it doesn't matter. In other words, the things that you worry about, the things that cling to you, that keep you from sleeping, somehow they fall off of you when you start realizing the partnership of a greater entity, perhaps called the Earth, or even the greater entity of you called the higher self. Things slough off of you, perhaps that have clung to you for a very long time. Then the sun comes out. And something says to you, I'm different. I didn't need to worry about this. Or perhaps you start to feel a clearing of something you've carried for a long time. These are the aha moments that so many of the scientists, of the great ones, of the artists of the planet, the ones who have written some of the greatest music that you sing and listen to from the ages. They did it in a quiet moment. They did it sometimes just by walking in the forest and coming back and composing a song. That is the opportunity that you've had for days and you will continue to have for these days. Don't waste them. The history is grand. The ideas that are presented here, the botany is grand. The view is grand. But what is invisible is even grander. Perhaps the partnership with you so that you can dismiss some of the things that you really don't need to carry around with you. So you can have the invention, aha, ideas of solutions for things that will occur as you walk around the lake or even look at the lake. This is what we ask. There's more here than you think. And so it is.